Hi, this is Bob Pike, and I'm here interviewing Andrea Sisco about her new book and the launch party that was held last night. Andrea, how did you feel leading up to the launch party?
I was really quite nervous. It was A Deadly Habit is my first mystery novel, and, you know, I kind of felt, even though I promoted heavily, that sometimes you build things and they don't come, so I was concerned that nobody would show up.
But people did show up. Who were you most surprised when you saw them?
Well, a friend that I was told was not coming had flown in from Maine to the state of Maine, to Minnesota, for the signing. A sister was there that I hadn't expected. I had beautiful flowers from my, as I call him, my adopted son, Jeff, from New York City. Another son was here from New York City. People showed up from that I worked with 12 years ago. It was just so wonderful.
And why did you choose Once Upon a Crime for your book launch?
Well, Once Upon a Crime is my favorite bookstore. It's an independent bookstore on 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis, South Minneapolis. And it's a bookstore that I've frequented for probably the last 20 years. And so Gary and Pat are some of my favorite people and they're authors' best friends. So that was a place that I had always dreamed that if I wrote a book, I wanted to do a book signing. And my dream was fulfilled last evening.
And you told me earlier that you had some dream people that you wanted to be at your first book launch. And so who were they and were they there?
Well, I wanted my mother to be there. She gave me my love of reading and writing, and she was there. She's going to be shortly 83 years old. I wanted my son to be there. He was one of the early readers, and Guy's an actor in New York, and it was wonderful that he was there. And, of course, I had some of my grandchildren there, Caroline and Evan, and another daughter, Aaliyah, so that was there. A daughter-in-law, Jessica Pike, was there, and that was just thrilling. I was really excited that people like authors Connie Brockway, who is a best-selling historical romance novelist, was there. I was thrilled that Judith Guest, who wrote Ordinary People and, of course, a number of other books, was in attendance. Carl Brookins, who's a mystery author. Pat Dennis. Oh, there was, you know, I'm going to forget people, and I'm so sorry about that.
Well, Rosemary Heim.
Oh, Rosemary Heim was one of my first readers. She was in my critique book, and, of course, she's in the acknowledgement section. And, of course, Connie Anderson was there. The book is dedicated, A Deadly Habit is dedicated to her. She has been the encourager since the beginning of my writing career. And she actually sat with me for much of the event last evening and kind of helped me with the bookmarks and turning the pages and that sort of thing.
And actually, there's one special person in your life that was not there last night, but we heard in the background just a second ago.
Well, my puppy, my Shih Tzu puppy, who is 8.5 months old, Sophie. I actually contemplated bringing her along, but I just felt that there was well over 100 people there last evening, and the festivities would have been more than that, you know, a young puppy could handle. I also neglected to say that my husband, who is Bob Pike, who is interviewing me, has been very supportive and also has had a launch recently of his 29th book, and that book is called The Fun Minute Manager. And so it was, you kept me on the straight and narrow and kept me sane.
Well, I know that people are going to be wondering, because it says a Penelope Santucci mystery, whether or not this is the only time you'll ever see Penn, or do you have other plans?
The second book in the series is currently being written, and it is probably going to be titled A Bad Habit. And that was a title that was given to me by my son Guy Wagner's brother, Michael Wagner. He's not my son, but they're half-brothers. And I just thought that was a marvelous title, and so I would like to thank Michael Wagner for that great title.
And what do you think Penn would have thought if she'd been there last night?
Well, I don't know that she would have stayed around for the end of it. She probably would have blustered, and, you know, she doesn't like to show her emotions too awfully much. She would have been secretly very pleased, but she would have probably headed out and, you know, taken off for parts unknown.
Well, we appreciate your taking the time to do this interview, and for those of you that are reading A Deadly Habit, send Andrea a note. You can write to her at Andrea.
Andy Sisko at AOL.com.
Oh, you're giving away your personal email address.
Well, that's also my writing address.
Okay, so you heard it here. Andy Sisko at AOL.com.
And that's A-N-D-I-S-I-S-C-O.
I always appreciate being very explicit. So, thanks, and I hope you enjoyed this interview, and better yet, I hope you enjoy reading A Deadly Habit.